This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A little bit of a different flow to the music today, I've noticed, right? You're, am I sensing like a R&B type feel today or no?
Yeah, I guess I'm in a little bit of a
melancholy mood.
No, not melancholy, a lover's mood. I was listening to some...
lover's mood, huh?
Yeah, I was listening to some R&B this morning, so...
listen to you.
It's bleeding over into my my radio production.
A lover's mood, huh?
Yeah.
Is that to say that you love working with me? No.
If you want to interpret, I you're fine, dog.
What are you doing over there, Cowboy B?
I don't discourage you from taking that interpretation.
Okay.
I get so political when you ask me, when you put me on the spot with such questions.
You know,
I try to be nice.
My goal on this show is again, we have to talk sports, right? That's our job.
Yeah.
I love sports, but I don't love sports the way I used to love sports, okay? I can't talk about all 22 and hand technique and the stuff that Coach Sheehan talks about for three. I just can't do it. I would rather have like a hammer dropped on my head with, you know, force.
But there's also storylines. I know, right. You love getting into the storylines.
Yes, absolutely. But I guess my point being is I love to kind of make awkward and hopefully funny radio so that some people might get a smile or even a smirk or even a what the is this guy doing and talking about, which is your reaction half the time to things that I say.
Yeah.
So when you say you're in a lover's mood, I feel like my natural inclination is, all right, how do I extend that? How do I make it more awkward and more weird for the show and get you off your game a little bit?
Mm.
You know, because you're always on your game.
Mm.
So that's when I shoot out, hey, man, is that because you love working with me? You know, you see where I'm getting at?
Yes.
My point is to try and...
to make people feel awkward.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to get that moment, that visceral reaction, that moment, not only from you, but the audience, right? I mean, because again, how much... like, I can give you every statistic known to mankind. How many statistics can you handle? You know? So... we start off hour number two, incorporating obviously what we talked about in hour number one, which is what gives you the most confidence in a Commanders win if the Commanders were to win tomorrow night. I said the running back room group because, A, running the ball, obviously, duh, but also as receivers, leaks, hots, by design, wheel routes, that type of thing, little arrow routes, getting the ball out of Jaden's hand, getting the offense going, getting to second and three, second and four, whatever the case might be, right? And if you get, you know, a big day against the Kenny Clark-less Green Bay defense, you know, Detroit couldn't really run the ball last week. Part of that is, you know, who knows, they might be a little bit out of rhythm without little Benny. We'll see. But the Commanders are probably not going to win this game. If they get a very meager production out of that group of at least three, maybe even four, maybe four tomorrow night with Chris Rodriguez. I don't know. But then the other question that we asked just at the end of hour number one is if they can win tomorrow night, and that's a huge if, not a when, not a guarantee. If they can win, what would it say? Would it send any sort of message to the rest of the NFL in your eyes? What would the headline, besides the obvious, Commanders 2-0, be? But more importantly, what kind of message would it send? Would it send any message? Would it send a message that the Commanders are for real? And I say no, it wouldn't. Because they already sent that message. They sent it last year. You don't win two road playoff games and beat the number one seed and the NFC South champions on the road in the span of 6 days without sending a message. You do not. They already sent the message. Tomorrow night, if they were to win, and again, that's an if, in my eyes, it's just a continuation of the build. Quite honestly, it should be about what the expectation is. Now, you're not going to win every game. We know that. But these are the type of games that great teams win. If they're able to win, to me, it's a continuation of the build towards greatness. Because they're not quite there yet, obviously. But that's what it would be. It would be a surprising win, I think, to some, most. But to me, it wouldn't be any like great message or just big like, oh, we've arrived. No, you've already arrived. You arrived last year in January. That's when you arrived. If you didn't do what you did last January, then I would say this is a statement game. This is not a statement game, in my opinion. It's an important game. It's a game that, hey, it would be great to win. I guess it would reinforce some things. But to me, it's a game that great teams are supposed to win, or teams that are considered in that potentially great category are supposed to win. All right, let's get back to the phones we go. Jermaine in Bowie, nice to hang on and be patient. Jermaine, thank you for doing so. You're on the Team 980. How are you, sir?
I'm good, no problem. So I disagree with you a little bit, Ruth. Mm-hmm. Here's why. Well, I called to talk about what I'm confident about, but let me answer this first.
Shoot.
I think the NFL still, they're not taking us seriously. Mm-hmm. Here in D.C., of course, we know what we got, so we feel like we don't have anything to prove.
Mm-hmm.
But I think among the NFL, they look at our season as, what's the narrative? We had an easy schedule. You know, we got lucky in a lot of games by winning fourth quarter, one-score games. So I don't think we're getting the respect. We were among the top four teams in the NFL last year.
Jermaine, that is an excellent point. You are right on. You know what? But do you – I guess here's what I would ask you. There's some here – even in the media and fans that think, hey, man, they were lucky they're not 12. You know, and I've said something similar. I don't think they're going to win 12 games this year. Whatever. I got them at 10-7, right?
Right.
Which is no embarrassment against this schedule. But I guess what I would ask you, being that you're making this point, which I think is a very valid point, and the other side, if you will, to the point that I was trying to make, but it's a more than fair one. I would ask you, does it matter what Peter Schrager or what Pat McAfee thinks or what Jay Glazer thinks or what Michael Strahan spews out? Does it matter that they don't think you're that good? All that matters is what you put, you know, like they say, the proof in the pudding. And there was a lot of proof in that pudding last year.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't matter what they think, but I think the overall, it's not just the experts. I think it's the overall feeling of fans outside of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
is that we're an average team. How many people are picking us to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, we should be right up there with the Eagles and Ravens yeah. Right down the Packers.
People See, all of this should have gone away, you know, though, with that win in Detroit, in my eyes. Like, right. And maybe I'm overrating that. I don't know. Like, if you would have said to me 12-5, you know, five wins, walk-off style, the way they did, and then they lost in the first round of the playoffs at Tampa, I would have said, yeah, you know what? You got a lot more to prove. You didn't really – I mean, you proved something, but you didn't prove a lot. But to me, man, when you win back-to-back road games in the playoffs in 6 days and throttle Detroit the way you did, even though they threw up on themselves in Philadelphia, they were in that game. They were down 11 points with Eckler fumbling at midfield at the start of the fourth quarter. They were driving to within one score that game. And people think they got blown out in that game. The final score says they did. They didn't get blown out in that game. I was there. I promise you they didn't get blown out.
Yeah, I agree. But what are they saying about the Detroit game? They're saying that if they didn't have so many injuries.
That's
Detroit
fair.
Had 7-8 injuries.
That's fair.
So that's what they're giving us. And then the Eagles, they don't look at the – now, we do. We look at the fumbles and the turnovers, and we were right there, but they don't look at that. And all year, we were outscoring a lot of teams. Our defense wasn't great last year, so they look at it like the Eagles blew us out.
No, that's
we
fair.
We know that we were right there, yeah.
I think that's a really good point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm confident about this game is our offense. Our offense, we were good last year. We're good this year. I think they watched the game last year, so Green Bay, I think, is going to key on Debo. He had a great game. And, of course, Jaden Daniels. I think they think if they can stop Jaden Daniels, they can beat us and stop Debo. But we've got other weapons. I think Terry is going to have a game this time. I think Terry is going to be our secret weapon, even though he's not a secret. And then, of course, we've got our running game, which I think we have a better offensive line than Detroit. So I think that we'll have success running the ball. So yeah, I think we can squeak out the win. Here's my concern. This is a Dan Campbell defense, and you remember a few years ago, Green Bay carved up Dan Campbell's defense when he was with the Cowboys.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they score, you know, 40 points. So do they have Dan? Do they have his number? I mean,
that's
I
another
don't know.
Great
so
question.
I'm worried about
I mean, how they clearly the run defensive problems, and this was a worry about Dan Quinn coming here. Is they started in Dallas against physical heavy running attacks, and Green Bay would qualify as that. So if they get shredded for $150 tomorrow night, look out. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of criticism. Going to be a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
Excellent call. Thank you, Jermaine. Yeah. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you, bud. 301-230-0980. Well done. What would a win say about the Commanders if they were to win on Thursday night? Is every week a referendum? You just heard Jermaine say lots of people still are doubting. And no doubt, lots of people are still doubting. But what do those people know? Like, are there not questions about Green Bay? Are there not questions about Philadelphia? I mean, Philadelphia and Howie Roseman, they're making a trade every other day. They traded for Tank Bigsby, whatever his name is, yesterday. I mean, now, I mean, obviously you don't take away that they're the Super Bowl champions, but I'm telling you, Washington wasn't that far away. Wasn't that far away. All right, let's get to line four, Skip in D.C., next up on the Team 980. What's up, Skip? How are you?
Chris,
Skip.
I slightly disagree with you. Yes, those two road victories, that means a lot no matter what. But, like the previous caller said, they discounted the Detroit win, even though it was huge, because of the injuries. Tampa Bay was a close game, and Tampa Bay was not that highly rated last year. And then we get blown out, okay? Even though we know it was a close game, but the rest of the country doesn't feel that way. So they look at us like we didn't really have a defense last year. So this is the big proving point. If our defense shows up tomorrow night, then they will look at us. They already respect Jaden Daniels, and they think we have weapons on offense. Our offensive line, you know, Laramie Tunsil looked great in the last game, and it looks solidified. So I think the whole country, and this is what it's all about, this is what we used to enjoy 40 years ago. Okay, I'm old enough to remember. We used to love the national audience adulation of our team. That's part of what being a fan is all about, is getting the respect around the country. And we don't quite have that. We're in the top five, maybe top six or seven of the contenders, but we're not at the very tippy top. If we win them all night, we'll be at the tippy top. We'll be like one or two in the power rankings if we win tomorrow night. And people will be looking. It depends on how we win, of course. If it's a shootout, they'll say, oh, maybe the quarterback was great. But this is an opportunity. And if you look at our schedule, if we get by this game, it opens up, because some of the teams that we thought were going to be very difficult are looking vulnerable, like Detroit, Kansas City, you know, like those games
more winnable.
So we could go on a run if we win tomorrow and are impressive tomorrow night. So, look, I don't expect them to win. I think it's going to be a close loss. I have it as an L on the schedule. But if they pull it out, oh, boy, look out.
I love it. Thank you, Skip. Appreciate it. Good call. You know, I would say this. The Raiders aren't going to be easy next week, win or loss. A lot of people are going to overlook the Raiders. The Raiders went into Foxborough and beat them. They still have great Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers. Geno Smith is more than solid, if not good, depending on what Geno you get. But pretty good. That defense, Max Crosby, Pete Carroll now running it. You know, again, it's a game that the Commanders should win, but it's not by any means a definite. I mean, you'd like to think that they certainly can go toe-to-toe with Atlanta as they did last year in the regular season, granted, in Atlanta. That's not like a killer environment by any means, and Atlanta finds a way to beat themselves more often than not. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Back in a flash with more of your calls on the Team 980 and streaming live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
iHeartRadio and TuneIn. All right, we're doing plenty of football talk, right? Mostly all football talk. Who are you kidding? But sports talk right here on the Team 980 is presented by our friends at Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone, Sly Stallone, is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st. It's not this Sunday, next Sunday, while you're celebrating my birthday weekend, that is, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Yeah, baby. There you go. Sly Stallone. Hey, Mac, you know Sylvester Stallone, right?
I was gonna do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, but yeah, I do know.
What's the famous movie series that Sylvester Stallone, or one of them? What do you think?
Jurassic Park. It's like, no, I'm joking. It's Rocky.
Yo, Adrian.
I wish I committed to that bit.
Yeah. How about Sylvester Stallone still getting at it, man? All right. Thanks to our friends at Paramount Plus for taking good care of us. 301-230-0980. Back to the calls we go. Let's see. Who do we have here? Let's go to line two and give him some time to breathe and let it fire away as I see Joe Tessitore on ESPN promoting WrestlePalooza, baby. Yeah. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
Hell to the W, man. Rufio, my guy.
Hell to the Pauly. What's shaking? How are you?
Hey, listen, man. Oh, I was going to start out with something. I'm going to start out with this, man. Hey, don't call me crazy, man, but didn't Skip and DC sound like Mark from Largo, man? Am I crazy?
Wait. Say again about Mark and Largo. What?
Didn't Skip from DC sound like Mark from Largo?
I swear I said the exact same thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely like have some similarities. They definitely have some similarities.
No, that's Mark, bro. Don't try to call it here twice with your English.
So you think Mark and Largo is hesitant to call in? I mean, there's no rules to call in every day, as we know, right? I mean, I haven't enforced that rule. But
etiquette is you don't get two calls.
Okay.
So he's calling as Skip in D.C. so he can call back as Mark and Largo.
Two calls on the same show?
There you go.
I didn't think about it from that respect. How about them apples?
Yeah, man. Hey, before I get into I ain't crazy. Bro.
I mean, when Mark and Largo calls up for the Mark and Largo show, maybe we could bust his chops and call him Skip in D.C.
No, how about we just don't take his call? I ain't got time for that.
Yeah,
today.
Maybe we can do that.
Hey, look, check this out, man. Before I get into the Commanders, man, I got to give a shout-out to my guy, a big rest in paradise, to Davey Johnson, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The manager of my favorite baseball team all time, the 86 Mets. Yeah. And for all y'all that don't really follow baseball or not baseball history, to me, the 86 Mets was as dominant as the 85 Bears was. In the NFL, you know what I mean? So I got to give a shout out to my man, David Johnson, man, my manager, man, you know. But let's say this about this game. Offensive side of the ball, man, I'm going to just say this. I'm most confident, and I know everybody says, Jaden, you know, I'm going to say Jaden Daniels. I know y'all are going to be like, how Captain Obvious? No. But I say it because it is. When them lights come on, and we a prime time game, and all eyes is on us. That boy rises to the top like cream. You know what I mean? Like, he shows up to play when all lights and all eyes are on him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is everybody's going to be watching this game Thursday night. Just because early on, we're hyped up as two of the best teams in the conference. So I have full confidence that we're going to see Jaden Daniels at his best. All right? So that's one thing. Defense, man. Stop the run. Nobody said, I mean, we say stop the run, but who are we talking about? We're talking about Jacob. He's a good back in this league. All right? We have to stop. We got to make them one-dimensional. And in saying that, I love Jordan Love. Jordan Love is one of my guys. Three, four years ago, I was the guy saying, man, we need to trade for Jordan Love when they signed Aaron Rodgers back. And he was sitting on the bench for like 3-4 years in a row. I was like, why don't we just trade for Jordan Love? But in saying that, make him one-dimensional, get some pressure on him, because Jordan Love got a little Eli Manning in him where he's good at anticipating throws, but he'll throw the ball up there in the air, you know what I mean, and let you have a chance to make some plays against him. So our safety is going to be big this game because he does. He anticipates a lot of passes. Like, he throws a lot of 50-50 balls up there in the air, you know. So this is a good game for our safeties and our corners maybe come away with some INTs. All right? So those are my two keys to the game, man. Stop Jacob, get pressure on Jordan Love, and let's get some big plays and big turnovers, man. And offense, I'm not really worried about the offense. Because like I said, man, Jaden Daniels come to play when them lights come on. You know what I mean?
So but I understand the keys, but what gives you the most confidence that they're going to win? Is it just Jaden?
Jaden Daniels with all the eyes on him.
All right.
Man.
So let me ask you this, right? Last year during the Sunday night game, he was very good in the second half and obviously in overtime. Not great in the first half. Obviously he was very good in the playoff games, in the two playoff games. So I assume you've seen the Thursday night game at Philadelphia. He was there. I assume you've seen enough.
Thursday night Philadelphia. He was hurt.
I know. So
Monday night Cincinnati.
That's fair. So what I'm saying is there's been some mixed results, but you've seen enough is what you're saying.
I mean, no mixed results. You talk about the only game that he was at, it was that Philly game, and he was clearly compromised. After a short week in the physical game.
In the first half against Atlanta, he wasn't good. But that's okay.
Listen, man, the first half against Atlanta, did he show up or show out? Did we win the game because of Jaden Daniels?
In the second half, yes.
Now,
overtime.
The whole game. All right, we win this game. It's not going to change the way I think about it. You know, maybe some of our fans, not the media, because what I've been saying for the past 2-3 weeks about our fans predicting schedules, loser talk. It was our own fans talking about the schedule and the quarterbacks we play, and we're going to be 8-9. I even heard one guy say 5-12. Like, come on, man. So it ain't just – guess what? The people around the country, other fans, they respect us as a team because they respect Jaden Daniels. So I think it's going to more or less give our own fan base a shot in the arm and a little bit more confidence. And not talking all this loser talk that I was hearing before the season started.
Paulie doesn't like the losers talk. Yeah, Paulie doesn't like the loser talk. He wants everything to be a bouquet of roses.
No. I'm just saying, man, don't talk scared, man. Scared money don't make money, man. You know, that's all. Hey, Matt, man. I need to know how old you are, bro. Stop playing with me. Hail to the W.
Stop playing with him, boss. Man,
I'm not gonna lie, that was creepy, Paulie.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy. Man,
with that laugh at the end of it, too.
He didn't even have the pause in.
I just want to let you know. Stop being here. I need to say it.
Paulie, who everything he says like that's even remotely like questionable adds the pause. He says, "Stop playing with me,
A
Mac."
Tell me a lot about how you think. Uh-huh. Tell me a lot about how you think right now, hey, man. Uh-huh. I ain't sure about the things you be saying, man.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You acting like, you know, you 45 years old or something, man.
Thank you, Paulie.
I'm undercover. I'm a double agent.
He is a little mysterious. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate it. I got to go. Let's do a trending alert. And then got a bunch of your calls. Kevin in Virginia, John in Bethesda, Jonesy. All next. We'll get to you guys in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. Stay with us on the Team 980. All right. Remember Malik Beasley? He was cleared of some legal charges recently in a federal probe But now the NBA is conducting its own investigation into the gambling allegations against the former Detroit Piston, or at least former for right now. The allegations stem back to when he was with the Milwaukee Bucks. He was great last year with the Pistons, shooting 42%+ from three-point land. Again, he is said to be fully cooperating with the NBA's investigation, but... we are not sure whether that's going to lead to a suspension in the NBA this season. Meanwhile, three men's basketball players, according to the NCAA, have conspired in a gambling scheme. How about Fresno State men's basketball player, Mikel Robinson, San Jose State guard Steven Vasquez, and another Fresno State guard, Jalen Weaver, are now permanently ineligible due to these gambling violations and no longer enrolled at their schools. The Nationals look for 5 in a row. That's right, playing their best ball when it matters the most. The Nationals try and get to win 61 tonight. After taking the first two in Miami and the last two in Chicago, try and do it against the Fish again tonight. 6:40 first pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
6-7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. So my two guys, Cowboy B and AMAC, are over there making line of scrimmage calls, trying to get everybody lined up so that we don't take a false start or have an illegal shift. Can you help out the Commanders tomorrow night? Because they had like 12 penalties the other day.
Yeah, we over here clock management. It's the second half of the show. We want to come out. This is like our first drive.
Yeah.
Past halftime, we want to come out and we want to put up a touchdown. Yeah. So,
have you guys like started to like talk crap to each other this week or no? Being that the Giants are going to take on the Cowboys or no?
See, being that, you know, we are both sophisticated fans that are
sophisticated.
Yeah, although
the Cowboys
haven't won a Super Bowl, Brian has seen the playoffs many of times for his team. my Giants have won 2 Super Bowls. So we're used to winning on this side. So there's not a lot of talk that needs to be done week 2. But, you know, other fans may not be used to the recent success. So they're taking the opportunity to beat up on everyone else. So
What year is it now? 2025? Giants last won, what, a Super Bowl in 2011?
We.
So that's 2025 minus 20. It's 14 years?
Yes.
How many Super Bowls have they been to since then?
The
How many conference championship games have they been to since then? How many wins have they had since then?
Can we just answer that same question for the Commanders?
You're sitting here barking about sophisticated fandom, and we don't need to argue.
Didn't it?
No, I'm just wondering because you're saying that you two don't need to go at it. You two don't need to, you know, there's no glizzy bet or anything like that.
No, I'm not upset about the glizzy bet.
Why don't you two, being that your two favorite teams are playing this week and you both suck, not you guys individually, your teams both suck.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't whoever wins, like the loser has to wear a jersey of the other team?
Or listen to this. You stop instigating. That's a great alternative. What do you think?
Now, why would I want to do that?
I don't know. I think just because you maybe want to be a decent person.
Oh, I am a decent person.
But you're instigating.
I can stir the pot and be a decent person.
Well, not at the same time.
Here's what I want. I just want you guys to
like each other.
No, I didn't say
We're
that.
We're just having you see us smiling during game week. You haven't heard us talking any trash. So you're like, you know what? Why don't you guys not get along for a little bit? That's what it sounds like.
What's wrong with a friendly bet among coworkers? Right? I mean, like maybe when the Giants actually suck it up and win in Dallas on Sunday, maybe Cowboy B can make us a little lunch to celebrate. What did he say?
I said y'all going to be starving people.
Cowboy B, before you leave, do you have the ability to make anything at all? You do? Are you a good cook? Turn on your microphone. It's an audio medium.
He wants to get out of here.
I know he wants to get out of here. I don't want him to leave, though. We were supposed to do the Cowboy B report, by the way, and we never did.
That was a thing. We did.
What happened?
I mean, you know, you're sitting there like, tell me, Rooster, I got to have a couple of minutes. Now's good time. It's perfect timing. Give us your Cowboy B report.
You want a preview of the Giants game, or you want a recap?
I want whatever you want. Okay, I want to know what you can cook so that if AMAX Giants go into Dallas and drop you guys to 0-2 this week, you're going to cook what? Fill in the blank.
I'm going to cook up absolutely nothing because we are not losing against the Giants. We're going to beat them again like we beat them for the past – I don't know how many years at this point. It's simply put, the reason we don't have to get up here and bicker back and forth is because we have a mutual understanding of what's going to happen Sunday. We know that we both know the Giants just aren't a very good football team as it stands right now. They have a great D-line. That's fantastic. But that offense leaves a lot left to be desired, as we've seen Sunday against the Commanders. Now, the Commanders, y'all on the other hand, already have a bet with Jeff over there. Well, he's not there over there anymore. I have 2 bets with him. We have a push-up bet for the Cowboys and Commanders games in October and on Christmas Day. Hopefully we split because this ain't gym time. But I'm looking forward to this game because I'm looking forward to see how the offensive line deals with the pressure that a team like the Giants can bring. But yeah. I'm not really worried. I think Dak will go out there. He'll do the Dak thing he usually does. Probably put up 250-plus yards, three touchdowns or so. We'll get out of here with a double-digit victory. That's what I'm expecting.
Did you find super glue for CD's hands yet?
Oh, you already talked to him. We already told him, we got to cut the drops out. You're getting paid way too much money.
Mm. So what are you going to cook on Monday if AMAX Giants find a way to win? You thought I was going to forget about this, right?
I will be working from home.
What you said you can cook. What would be your number one dish? This is much more important than the Cowboy offensive line.
I'm a versatile man, Chris Russell. But I'd say
you're a Renaissance man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. At least I try to be.
Yeah, Cowboy B.
I'd say I could cook a nice burger. I could cook a nice burger.
So if AMAX Giants find a way to win on Sunday in Dallas against Cowboy B's Cowboys, burgers for everybody on Monday?
Whoa. How are you going to benefit off of his success?
Well, I'm the host of the show. I'm the ringleader of this circus.
This is, I don't know. I don't think that's not fair.
I think it's fair. I mean, you're so confident that the Cowboys are going to win.
Of course I am. Because we always win against the Giants.
I mean, it's not fair to say, well.
So what is his punishment when we win?
It's a great question. That's why they don't pay you all the big bucks to ask the tough questions.
People get paid the big bucks around here?
Not on this side, I can tell you that much. I have to check in with the Junkies and Grant and Danny. If AMAX Giants win, if AMAX Giants win, you're cooking prime rib burgers with all the fixings for everybody on Monday. If the Cowboys win, as expected, against AMAX Giants, and they are 0-2, and the Dable firing squad is alive and cooking, I think AMAX should, at that point, what should he do?
You know, I'm glad you're daydreaming, because that's the only time this is going to happen. I'm not doing anything. We didn't make a bet.
I think Rooster just wants us to bring lunch on Monday.
Yeah. Like, if you're I can do that for you.
You don't want to bring in a bougie salad for everybody?
Dude.
Or what'd you have today? A bougie what?
I had Rasa.
Who?
Rasa.
What the hell is that?
R-A-S-A.
What is that?
You are really, you got to get out more, man. Got to get out more. It's right down the street. It's like the Chipotle. It's like a Indian Chipotle.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want to bring in if the Cowboys win?
If the Giants win? If the Cowboys win?
No. We established that the Giants win, Cowboy B is making prime rib burgers. No. We established that together.
No, you.
We came to that consensus.
What do I want?
If the Cowboys win, you are going to bring in what?
A positive and hopeful attitude.
That's not good enough.
That's all I can offer.
Because I see the look of disdain in your face right now. You're like, dude, shut up and take a phone call.
Yeah. Wow. You should like.
I'm a mind reader,
yeah,
aren't
I? The lottery numbers for tomorrow. All right,
we'll work on it. We'll work on it. We'll get it. Cowboy B, you're dismissed for today.
Thank you.
We'll have an answer tomorrow. Okay. So you're going to make the prime rib burgers with all the accompaniments, all the fixings, if the Giants beat the Cowboys this Sunday, right?
I will not agree to any such thing.
You don't have a choice, okay? If you want to work in this studio, you have to do as we say.
Oh,
as AMAC and I say.
I didn't say anything.
I think you said. You whispered in my ear.
At this point, this is getting incriminating. Our mics are hot. You are threatening.
This is extortion.
Exactly. Our mics are hot, man. Like, there could be someone listening. This is this is incriminating.
The hope is that somebody is listening.
Well, somebody that can arrest you. Like, this is incriminating.
Arrest me for trying to shake down burgers?
Yes.
I mean, for God's sakes, I'm trying to look out for your tummy. I'm trying to reward you for a Giants win.
Mind you, he said everybody burgers. He didn't say you. He said everybody.
You know, I mean, while you're making a burger for him, you might as well make one for me. Come on, Cowboy B.
No.
No. All right. Get out of here. Go home. We'll come up with something for AMAC to have to do. What can we do? I mean, you kind of live life on the healthy side. You wear too many jackets. You wear too many Giants uniforms and jerseys. What can we do?
Can't the look of like disappointment that my Giants suck yet again?
Isn't that enough? No, I think we should just make you wear like a Cowboys hat or a jersey.
No.
I think we should
I actually bet last year one of my friends and the loser had to wear the jersey. He was a Cowboys fan. The loser had to wear the jersey of the opposing team. My Instagram had never been more popular than me wearing that jersey.
Like, because you had to wear a Cowboys jersey.
Yes.
All right, so we got to mix it up, right? We can't do the same bit.
Yeah.
You like to wear hats, although you're not wearing one today, so maybe we'll just make you wear a Cowboy hat. I mean, there's plenty of Cowboy fans around here besides Cowboy B. We got to get a hat somehow.
Why don't you wear a Cowboy hat? I mean, this is your team, too.
It's not my team. Yeah, my team is the Commanders. What are you talking about?
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. 301-230-0980. Now that we've squandered an entire segment talking about lunch on Monday that Cowboy B is going to cook up for the squad, if the Giants somehow man up and actually show some testosterone, and I would say some other things if I wasn't on the radio, but you know where I'm kind of thinking about. Yeah. It's a good thing we're not on YouTube either. You know, that would actually require anybody to know that we exist over here. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, stay with us. I should do a Super Six Pack. Nobody's done one of those in a while. But instead, we'll go to our buddy John, who's driving through North Dakota, but normally in Bethesda. John, sorry about the last segment. I was forced into doing that by a Cowboy fan and a Giants fan. I mean, it's unfair the conditions that I have to work around in here.
The only thing worse would that be if you added a Philly fan with those two, then I probably would have just hung up.
That is fair. That is fair.
But, you know, real quick, you were talking about exercise about an hour or so ago. Do what I did. Just get elliptical. I'm 60 now. I go on it every day. I've been doing it for 10 years. I just take an hour out of my day. It's in my house, and it's done.
Attaboy.
And then before you know it, clothes are falling off you and you feel great.
Yeah, so I've got I don't have an elliptical, but I do have a, what do you call it? Not a stair climber, but a treadmill. And I don't use it. I don't use it enough. I like to go to the gym, although the gym is frustrating because you can't get on the equipment that you want and there's meatheads and all that stuff. But something about going to the gym that I like.
Yeah. Yeah, time restraint just for me. I mean, you get on it, it's done.
Right.
You have your coffee, you're out, and you are working all parts of your body. But anyway, I see a lot of parallels with this team. I don't know how old you are, Christopher, but
I like when people call me Christopher.
Oh, sorry.
That's funny. I've been called a lot of things, but man, it's been a long time since I've been called Christopher. How about that? Okay. How do you like them apples? I like it. I'm 51, by the way.
All right. Oh, okay. Okay. So you probably remember the Redskins in the 90 season and the 91 season. The 90 season when, Brian Mitchell fumbled the ball right there. We could have beat them. Probably would have lost to Dallas the next week. Who knows? But anyway, the next year we started out with the Lions, and we weren't picked to really do much. I mean, we were picked to be good. But, I mean, I think we blasted them 49 or 45 to nothing, and then it went from there. My point is, you asked what I think is going to make a difference. I really think it's going to be the defense, and I think it's going to be all year. I think we've got a good mix of young guys and old guys. Bobby Wagner, and you got Von Miller. That reminds me a little bit of Wilbur Marshall and The other fellow we had, Matt Millen, was on that team. He provided a lot of help during the year. A lot of people forget that, even though he didn't play in that Super Bowl. But, you know, when you have a lot of guys, veterans like that, and the young guys, they feed off that, and they were no nonsense on Sunday. I mean, they were, and everybody was unselfish, mm-hmm. which sometimes is rare. So I really feel that the ball's going to roll with the defense, and everything you said about the offense, I'm right with you. That's pretty much the way it's going to go, you know, under Daniels and, you know, getting those two, that great left end from Houston, a left tackle.
Yep,
and
Larry
the other guy we picked up from
Yeah,
Oregon.
I mean, listen, yeah. I feel better about their offensive line, obviously, this year as a whole, and even going into this game. It's not like, you know, Micah Parsons by himself is going to beat the Commanders. I'd be very right. surprised by that, even though the last time they went against him, he tore them a new one in Dallas in Week 18. But they didn't have Tunsil, they didn't have Connerly at that point, and they didn't have Coleman playing left guard. So you got to hope that by improving the offensive line, they've neutralized some of what makes Micah Parsons great.
Right. And I'm sorry, I'm one of these people that thinks he's a little overrated.
That's fine.
I don't think he's, you know, I don't even like him in the sentence with Lawrence Taylor. So, yeah.
No, I got you.
But, you know, I'm old school, so whatever.
That's fine, John. I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run. We're up against it. Good to hear from you. We'll get to Jonesy. We'll get to Lap. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Actually, we have Doug Russell from the Packers Radio Network in a couple of minutes. I forgot about that. I got to get to my guy. We got to get some insight on the Packers next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.